But God is working in everyone, and some great sharings tonight. Our focus really should be on the work that the Father's got for us to do. Everything else other than that, even though there are things that go on in our lives, they're really a distraction to still our peace, so we can't receive the things that God wants us to really have and enjoy. And God really did call us to live a life to be lived joyfully. And like Fan was saying, once he started to really move with God and get his focus, he had such great joy. He still got such great joy. And yes, things come up. You know, Jesus always must have had such great joy, even though the storms of life rose up in his life. And I can see that the trick is to get us to focus on, oh, this is going wrong, that's not going so right, or money's slow, or health is this. And it's just a big con trick from Satan. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy and put the blinders there. But we can really put our focus on God despite anything that comes in front of you. Yes, things may come, but we just need to learn to really say what we want and not what we see and give these things immediately to God. Recognize it for what it is, to be spiritually aware that we are seated at the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus, that God has got us in his hands. He's got his hand around our life. He knows what we need. He knows when we need it. He knows how to heal. He knows how to deliver. And he really wants us to trust in him. So I recognize many people have different things come up. I speak to many different people. And so many people have different challenges on many different levels. And it can affect certain parts of the mind and emotion. And but now we got the mind of Christ, so we can either operate from the carnal, we can either let the force and the feelings of this world appeal to our carnal bigger than our spiritual, so our spiritual can see what's going on and we can start saying what God says about the situation. Because really, when we just focus on what God has given us to do, which is, you know, we keep him first in our life, we're desiring our own fields or our own labors, or whatever it is you're desiring with God, then if you keep your mind focused there, regardless of these things, you'll find that God will just really take care of them. And he'll give you wisdom in each situation, what you need to do. He'll navigate you in your storm or in your, or in the challenge that comes up. If you like magnifying God, or I don't feel so great, or my finances ain't so great, or my relationship. Father, I magnify you. I thank you that you're with me. You're the way maker. You're the light giver. You got the answers. You got the solutions. You got the direction. So I've been finding myself more speaking and thinking in this way. And that's why I think maybe the last three sharings I've done has been on like faith and confession, speaking to your mountains, saying what you want, not what you see. And allowing God's truths appeal to my heart rather than letting the voice of the world and the feelings of the world speak louder than the truth of who I am in Christ. Because the truth is, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The truth is, I am seated at the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus. I am as Jesus is in this world. I am beloved. I am holy. I'm accepted. And I am prosperous. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm set free. This is the truth of who I am. And this is where we got to keep our minds. When the force of this world is maybe nagging at your finances, nagging at your health, nagging at your relationships, nagging at your situations. It's like a toothache, you know, it's trying to distract your mind from the peace that you truly got. So God will, as soon as we set our attention to him, then he will give us what we need to sustain us comfortably and peaceably for each and every situation. He's the one that assures our hearts through the Holy Spirit that dwells in us. And so when we focus on who we are and what we have and what we can do and God's work, then the doors will start to open up on us, you know. A lot of times I see that a lot of people, and especially in the West I see this, comparing it to when I've gone to India and hear how they speak and talk about things, a lot of people focus on the problem, on the situation, on their circumstances, rather than focusing on God who can give them the answers and solutions to their problems. And a lot of people, like Sangeet has been sharing me, that their faith and confession is so high level with God, you know, that they're really declaring what God is saying about the situations, and that they claim like it's already done. They speak like whatever it is they need and desire and praying for is already done. And God is able to really work, because we're to be led by the Spirit of God. And if we're so burdened down with the cares of this world, how are we really going to get our minds to a place where we're just letting God energize us by His Spirit? So all these things are like buffers, you know? And, but God has, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, there's freedom. So whatever may try and pop up, we know it's not from God. We know it's not going to stop us. Or we can let it tell us it's going to stop us, or you can't do this because you've got that. We just keep moving strongly with God. It says in the scripture that greater is He that's in you than he that is in this world. You've got the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. You've got all the enablements. You've got all the abilities that Christ had. And greater, you can do the same works that He had, and greater works can you do because He's gone to the Father. And so we should be speaking to our problem. We should be telling the problem what to do. We should be telling the problem that is resolved. We should be telling the bank account balance that is overflow. We should be telling our health that is the most healthiest thing in the world. And so we need to say what God says. Beloved, I wish above all things, this is God's heart and desire, that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers, your will, your heart, your mind and emotions. So that's where the renewed mind is, right? You've got the mind of Christ and you've got the old mind. What one are you going to let dominate? What one are you going to hold to? You can't serve two masters, right? It's a good one, really, isn't it? You can't serve two masters, the old nature or the new one. Which one are you going to do? Right? Choose by the freedom of my will and by the help and strength of God working in me to choose the new man. I want to live in that new man. I don't want to be conformed to this world. Because if I'm being conformed to this world, I'm not being transformed. And God wants me to be transformed. And it's by the renewing of my mind. In other words, I'm putting these truths on. I'm focusing on these wonderful, true spiritual realities. And that I'm depending upon God to give me the words and the direction, as well as all these great and precious promises. So what was coming to my mind, I had a message from a believer from Facebook, and I don't know her. But she knows someone that knows me, and I don't even know her. And so this lady, she messaged me, and she said this. I'll go to the message, and I'll read it. I thought it was quite nice. She put, "Hi, Lara, a very dear friend of mine," and she names her, "and her husband live in Virginia, USA, have always talked to me about you, and she has followed many of your teachings over many years. I'm writing you to ask for prayers for her. This past week she has had two serious emergency surgeries. She remains in ICU and is still intubated. She remains in serious condition but seems to be stabilizing a bit. It's been on my heart to reach out to you. I know she has the utmost love and respect for you. Thank you for keeping her in your prayers." Well, I don't even know. So this is like, was a surprise to me, so I sent a message back. And then this evening, she sent me another message. So I told her that I would keep this lady in my prayers, you know. So she said, "Hi, hello, Lawrence. Thank you for sending me the Zoom meeting information." I sent it out to her, because whoever's in my list, when I send it out, they're going to get it. Right, super. "Unfortunately, I couldn't be on. I messed up on the time. I just wanted to give you another brief update about this wonderful believer. She still hasn't woken up from her deep sleep. She does not respond to any stimulus and remains on a ventilator. I just talked to her son. He mentioned to me how much she always loved you and listened to your teachings all the time. He's going up to the hospital this evening with a tape of yours. Play it to her by ear. So if there's any hearing possible, maybe she can hear your voice and teaching. I told him I think that's a real inspiration and that he should go up there as soon as possible and do that. Thanks very much for your kindness and love." I want everyone to keep this lady in your prayers, by the way. I'll just give you her initials. Her name is N-H. N-H. "The family plans for her as it is right now to have her taken off the ventilator on Saturday and place her in comfortable care. They don't want her to suffer any more and be in a vegetable state. We will remain in prayer for her. Thanks again, Laura. I'll keep you posted. Love this person. So I was inspired then to record an audio of ministering. And I've sent it to her. She hasn't seen it yet, but I've sent it to her to forward it to her son so that when he goes in, or they may even contact, that we can talk to it. Because really, this lady has a heart for God, has a heart for the truth. She's born again. She's a child of God. And she's not in a situation that she can think or believe for herself. But her son remembered that she liked my teachings. I don't even know who the lady is. But I think it's wonderful that we can actually, as a believing people on here, we can speak that she's going to get off that ventilator, that God's going to do a miracle. And I spoke this. I spoke the things that I wanted to happen as God inspired me. And I also prayed and I sent it back to this lady and asked her to forward it to her son that he can, if he has Facebook, he can take that audio and play it to her. So we need to like be really bold. You know, there's many testimonies I've heard in India where someone is dying or someone has died and they've called their leader and the leader said, take the phone to their ears, and they just ministered over the phone and the person's woken up from the dead who's been dead 4 days and stuff like this. You know, we've got the spirit of the living God. We need to really get off, focus off ourselves. Even if you've got something wrong with you, take the focus off yourself. Take the focus off what it is. Oh, well, I don't feel so great and I'm trying to find my way. Listen, God will lead you to where he needs you to be. Didn't God work in Moses? Didn't God work with his faith? God was big enough to address Moses at 80 years old. Moses probably thought his time was over with, right? 80 years old, getting on, you know? He blew his chance. He probably thought he blew his chance 40 years previously. 40 years in the desert. But God can turn anything around. God is so faithful. This is magnifying God. We need to magnify God and let people know that our God is a big God. And we kind of do God a disservice when we sit there worrying, when we sit there down, when we sit there thinking that we haven't got it together. We don't need it all together. Jesus Christ has got it all together. You're not so clever that you got saved. All you had to do was believe the words that were spoken to you that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead and we confessed him as Lord. That's all you needed to know. That qualified you to walk like the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That qualified you to receive Holy Spirit. This is how we need to see ourselves in this light, in the light of Christ. This is where the rest is, that we're not dependent upon our knowledge or education or what scriptures we know, what classes we took or what people we're connected to. We're connected to the one most true high God through our wonderful Master and Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whom God raised from the dead, who is alive and listening to what I'm saying right now. And he's reading the hearts and minds of everyone by that Spirit. And he's looking for faith. He's looking for people to respond. He's looking for us to come out of looking at ourselves and our situations all the time. That's why we may be still in some of those situations. I'm not focused on me. I do what I need to do. But I'm focusing on God and what he's got me to do. He's going to take care of me. He's always done it. Even when I didn't know he was doing it. When I walked off a train going 50 miles an hour as a young boy and it was pitch black, I can remember falling out the train and just floating and waking up being pushed in a wheelchair to the elevator crying for my mum. And apparently what happened, I stepped off this train. And even though I know there was nothing there, there was complete darkness, I rolled onto a platform at a lady's feet, freaking her out. And my brother was in hospital for a week through shock because I was with my brother. I was only 4 or 5, or maybe a little bit older, 5 or 6. And I opened the train door. I didn't know there was any danger. And I stepped out. And God saved my life. He redeemed my life from destruction. He crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies. Whatever there is in your life, God knows about it. And he's taking care. He sent his word and healed you and delivered you from your destructions. So we don't have to focus on our failings, our shortcomings, our lack. We don't have to have a personality complex, what we look like, what we don't look like. Because God doesn't look on your outside. He looks upon your heart and what's inside of you. And I just realized, like, a lot of people just get tripped out through false feelings and emotions, through not feeling adequate enough, thinking that other believers may have it better than them. And they might actually do. But God doesn't play favorites. So we've got to ask ourselves, why? Why? Okay, God, what can I do to put myself in the position to receive from you the things that you want me to have in my life? The good relationships, the good health, the good finances, the good relationships, the successful open doors. And we got to be willing to do exactly what God puts in our heart by our free will choice. Here I am, Lord, you send me. See, we come on this fellowship not because we have to. We speak in tongues not because we have to, but because we want to. We desire to move like other people are moving, the examples we've seen. But the greatest examples we can see is right in the scriptures. Is the Lord Jesus Christ, is the book of Acts. And now we've got a living example in other places around the world. And it's spreading very fast. The word of God is moving all over the world. It's spreading throughout UK. It really is. It's taking off. This is going to be a fantastic year leading to another fantastic year, regardless of what goes on. Because once God has spoken forth a thing, and it's spoken for, it will come to pass, baby. It will come to pass. God's word will move all over the world, despite illegal immigrants, whoever's in political power. God's word is moving everywhere. Your need is met. Whatever your need is, stop worrying. You're missing the mark when you worry. God says, don't worry. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, right? Do the things he gives you to do. That keeps you focused. That keeps you that stops you from worrying. Speak in tongues much. If you want to do it, you will do it. If you don't want to do it, you won't do it, and you use every excuse under the sun not to do it. Just make up your mind and do it. And you can. It's just a decision. Everything is one foot away. It's a decision to walk in power. It's a decision to walk in strength. You've got the power. You've got the spiritual ability, and you use the spiritual ability. Jesus said, you know, you're going to manifest power. You manifest. The manifestations of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. The manifestations of speaking in tongues is my operation of the God-given ability whereby I can speak in tongues at my free will, right? The manifestation of speaking in tongues and interpretation of speaking in tongues is my operation. The manifestation of word of prophecy is my operation. The manifestation of receiving word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discernment of spirits is my operation. But it's up to God whether he's going to give me a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, discernment of spirits. But we operate. We operate the signs, miracles, and wonders, the power manifestations. It's a gift. It's your one gift. And it starts with speaking in tongues, baby. The greatest words in the whole universe to ever speak. The greatest words to speak in this universe right now, in this atmosphere, is the manifestations of Shantakala Basandala Mokulianda Kurianda. That's building you up. These words, only God understands them, and angels, and they go to work through that speaking in tongues. God puts them to work. Angels are at work, guys. We're not on our own. Like, God never leaves us or forsakes us. He's everywhere present, and his angels are at work. We've got to have a bit more confidence. We've got to, you know, like Jason was mentioning, the angels going into prison with Peter and John, and then leading Peter out of the prison. Let's have a bit of faith. Let's have true faith. The just shall live by faith, not by sight. Whatever it is you're expecting in your jobs, God can promote you to the top and get everyone born again, not just promote you. God goes exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask and think. What do you desire? Your whole family can be saved. Are you speaking? Do you have the boldness to open your mouth boldly and to say what needs to be said as God energizes? To lovingly show someone this is what you need to do if you want to be saved? When the believers in the first century church, they were very bold. They were very bold. You know, repent. Change directions. You know, receive Jesus as your Lord. You know, and they spoke boldly. They wasn't holding back on anything. And their life was in danger at times if they preached that way too. Okay, so God is with you. And we can really see greater things happen. Let's not just go through the motions of coming on to fellowship, of connecting, and not expecting something great. We need to expect something great every time. We need to expect heavenly words direct from the Father. God is working in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You can do all things through Christ. Your carnal will say, no, you can't. You're hopeless. You can't do that. You mess everything up all the time, Lawrence. That's my old carnal nature. That's what usually comes to me from people that are walking carnally and looking at me carnally. But actually, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, whatever they may be. I can do it, and God can cause me to do it in the most perfect way. This is the truth, but I've not got to listen to those voices. And when I stop listening to those voices, I actually accomplish and can do a greater job than they could ever do. Because my God gives me the wisdom. My God is working behind my hands and my mouth and my eyes. And so, you know, God wants us to, you know, we do the same thing, we get the same results. Now, the practices of what we've been doing is perfect. And all God will get you to do is increase that practice. Because you see it's beneficial, you see it's the right thing, you know it's keeping you on track. Yes, you might get challenges, like Fan says, you know, it's been tougher. That's a true statement, you know. But look at the growth, look at the goodness. And it's not that we're expecting tough times. I don't expect tough times. I don't expect mental pressure or physical situations or financial situations. But I tell you what, God will always deliver me. God will always make me come up smelling of roses. God will always make me the head and not the tail. Because I believe him. Who else is believing God? How many people are really, truly believing God? You know, I'm praising God. I'm speaking in tongues to my Father. I ain't no good when I'm dead. He's going to get no praise from you when you're dead. He wants you alive. He wants you to have longevity. And God wants you to have this. And he wants you to speak and live unto him. And he'll maximize all the senses that you have so that you can enjoy everything. He doesn't just want you to struggle along and be, oh, I'm persecuted today. And this is not the real life. The real Christian life is enjoying. And yes, despite anything that comes up, that God loves us. He's a God of deliverance. He's a God of light. He created the heavens and the earth. He created you and me from the dust of the ground. He said, light be and light was. And he's even showed us the secrets, if you want to call it that, which I would call it like that. God says becomes. What we say becomes. Your words are very important. We got to catch ourselves on. What are we thinking and speaking? See, what you're thinking is very powerful too. It gives out signals. So we can ask God, Father, put your thoughts, your ideas, your inspirational thoughts in my heart, my mind. And let's move in the power. I want to move like the first century church moved and even bigger. I want to move like they're doing it in Nepal and like they're doing it in India and throughout all of India and throughout all of Nepal, where they got continuous new open doors. I want to see the people that connect to me prosper. My desire as a minister is to see what I'm encouraging work in your life and for everyone to prosper. Sangate was sharing with me just in the week about one guy, like his money was like 20,000 rupees a month, which is like about £200 a month. Now he's like he said he's about like the equivalent of £5,000 a month now. And this guy bought a house, he's bought land, he's bought a nice car. Because God wants him to have that. The guy had nothing before, you know, but we're not in it for the money, like Kim was saying there. But we know this is what God wants us to have. Jesus died so that we could become prosperous in every area. Spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, materially. He didn't leave the finances out. He didn't leave the physical side out. He paid the whole price for everything. And he paid the highest price. So that we could truly live and move and have our being. And there's no condemnation to you if you've got something on you. If there's, you know, there is a physical thing or a financial thing or a relationship thing. There's no condemnation. We don't focus on that. We speak what we want. We speak the deliverance. We speak that we're healed, we're whole, we're healthy, that our finances are great. When we whinge and complain, oh yeah, there's a real struggle at the moment and this is not coming through. Stop that. Stop speaking that way. Really, it's a practice. This is our faith and practice. And Sangate was saying to me, these guys don't say anymore in India or Nepal, this is my testimony. They say, this is my practice. And I love that because a couple of weeks before that, I was saying, this is our faith and practice. We're practicing these things and you'll always be practicing these things. Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, right? Transformed. If you're being conformed, you're not being transformed, but be transformed by the changing of your thinking, the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And I'm proving that for me. Ban's proving that for him. Other people are proving it for them as well. So we stay within this practice. No, it's so easy for us to speak negative. It's so easy us to run another brother or sister down. It's so easy to point the finger. We got to unlearn that practice and start practicing the other way, saying what we really want, saying what we see. Even if someone's ticked us off, we've got to kind of let those things go. We don't want any burdens in our heart. We don't want anything that's going to hinder us from receiving from God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. But let's not focus on all these problems. They may be there, guys, but they're going to stay there if we keep focusing on them. If we keep moaning them, we need to start saying what we want in this situation. We need to start praising and magnifying God that He's already got it taken care of, because He really has. And when we acknowledge God, He will go to work on that. He will uphold His name, He will uphold His promises, and He will uphold you. And so God wants you to be confident in Him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. He's going to direct your path. He's going to bless you. You know, and I practice what I'm preaching, and God is faithful every time. No one can tell me any different. No one can tell me any different, because I practice this. I live this. This is my life. This is my living. There ain't nothing else worth living for. Jesus Christ is why I'm living. God is why I'm living. They got a calling on my life and a purpose, and I want to fulfill that. I know I'm not perfect, because I do have an old nature. Not that I'm focusing on it, but I need to practice the heavenly way, where that old nature just drops off. Reckon it dead. I've got to reckon it dead. Even if I make a mistake, so what? That's not the real me. The real me is the Christ in me. And God is with me, and God is with you. There's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. You are in Christ Jesus. I was always told, well, you've got to renew your mind to be in Christ Jesus. No, you are in Christ Jesus, and Christ Jesus is in you. And it's when we acknowledge the truth of who we are, is when the manifestations of those true blessings start to manifest in our life. So we pay no attention to the negatives. No attention to the bad things. Don't give it attention. Don't even give it attention. I love it with Sanghi. He's such a great man of God. He just doesn't pay the negative things attention. He won't even acknowledge it. No, okay, right, no problem. God's got this. And they won't even acknowledge it. He won't discuss it. Because he knows to say what God says. And then to give the great encouragement. To change the conversation around with someone when they're being negative. When you're being negative, are you believing God? No, you're not. So, Father, help me with my unbelief there. Like, help me get it together. Then get to someone that's going to really lift you up and tell you what you need to do. And be ready to receive and ready to run with it. And it's just like the guy that wanted to be healed, the leper. He went to Jesus, if thou wilt, you know, you can make me clean. He wanted. Jesus said, of course I will. You know, be thou made whole. Like, you know, he was made whole. God's ability equals his willingness. Every promise to you, God is willing and able to perform it when you believe. And that's what Abraham had to do. What God said to Abraham, Abraham had to believe that God was willing and God was able. But God worked with him to the point where he could believe that way. He worked with Moses to the point Moses did get up and move. And God's working with you right now that you won't even doubt anything no more. You're just going to be so bold. You're going to have signs, miracles, and wonders following you if you stay this way. If you stay practicing, stay connected to God, stay connected to this fellowship here, which is teaching the heavenly truths, you will start to manifest. It doesn't matter what the five senses is telling you. Don't look at it. The just shall live by faith. Faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You are world changers. You are the light of this world. You are the head and not the tail. You do live triumphantly. You are prosperous. You are healthy. You are successful. You are delivered. Every chain that's upon you right now, I break in the name of Jesus Christ. The chains that may be attached to thoughts that are holding you back, I break in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive these words gladly. Receive these as the words of God. Let's be bold in our speech, in our declaration. When you come across someone that needs to be healed, you tell them you're healed. Get off your bed. Stop dwelling and thinking I can't do this because the Satan's beat me. No, he hasn't. Satan is the defeated foe, and you're just believing the lie that's keeping you where you are. And that's the truth of this. We are set free, we're healed, we're delivered, we shine as lights. And God is with you and God is with me. He's got us. You know, he's with us. He's given us wonderful life. He's given us a happy life, a joyful life, a successful life, a long life. And believe for it. We believe for all these things. I love life. Don't you love life? Don't you love to have an abundance to bless other people? Because I do. I'm a giver. I'm a big giver because God made me a big giver. I always have been when I even didn't have nothing. I give you my last penny because I don't hold to it. I hold to my God who always takes care of me and he's always taking care of you. So let's really dwell on these wonderful power-packed truths of who we are in Christ. This is the real you, not your problem, not your situation. Your problem is not a problem. It's only a problem because you're holding on to it and you're looking at it and you're dwelling on it. You need to release it, relinquish it. Cast all your cares to him. Start expecting from God. Now, God, you go to work for me. This is your problem. You take care of my rent. You take care of where I need to live. I'm coming to you. I want to do your work, and you need to take care of the things for me so I can do that. Here I am. I'm willing to go. Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. Ask big. Ask big. Now, unto him that is able to exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. Come on, we got a big God, the creator of the heaven and the universe, right? And things we don't even know yet. And we only know in part. But God is with you and the Spirit of God is in you and working mighty. Let's be confident. Let's raise our faith. Father, raise our faith. Raise our expectation. Let's see your power at work for us individually as well as a body of Christ together with testimony left, right and center. Because we're practicing and we're staying faithful and we're not being moved by what we hear, see, smell, taste or touch. So this is what come to my heart as I sat here and shared. And so that was really from the Father. He's really given these words. And so don't take it as my words. Please don't. No, I'm just Lawrence. But I got Christ in me, the hope of glory. Take it as the heavenly words. You know, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Have he not said it? And shall he not make it good? Every word that God has spoken by my mouth tonight, that God has spoken by my mouth, will come to pass. Because God will make it good. Not Lawrence. Lawrence, little Lawrence can't do nothing. Little Lawrence is the messenger. That's what little old Lawrence is, right? That's what you are. You're the messenger. We deliver the message with faith and confidence in our one true God that he's not going to let me look stupid. He really isn't. And he's not going to let you look stupid. He's faithful, guys, and he loves you dearly and tenderly. So let's raise our expectation. Let's start speaking the deliverance. Let's start speaking the solutions. You know, Satan is a defeated foe. We got to reckon him defeated, right? He's a defeated foe. Stop empowering him. Satan done this and Satan done that. Let's stop empowering him. Listen, we say what God says. Let's empower our God through magnifying, through, this is magnifying God also. How I'm speaking now. And so this is how we should speak and how we should think and ask God to give us the right heart, mind and thoughts and practice. And he is teaching us. He's teaching me quite a lot. This last month has been a great lesson I've learned. And God really is with us. He really is for you. He really does love you. And you're not stuck. You are not stuck. It's not going to stay the same. It's going to get better with God. So, you know, the world will tell you all different things, you know. But God is all about goodness. He's a good God. Look at the life of Job. How he changed everything around for Job. How he blessed Job. Even though Job got himself in the suit, God got him out of the suit. And God blessed him doubly. Don't you think God wants to do that for you? Don't you think God wants to give you long life, wisdom, and riches and honor so that you're a blessing? God wants you to have these things. You know, they're not bad things to have, right? The relationship with God is the best thing to have. And with our Lord Jesus Christ, he wants us to use what he blesses us with to bless others. That's why he blesses us with it. He's giving you Holy Spirit, not just to bless you, but to bless other people. So anyway, I could carry on for ages, so I'm going to be quiet now. But thank you for listening. I love you all dearly. You're all absolutely amazing.